All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to part two of the Media Monarchy mixtape. It's your Christmas present for me to you, end of the decade, some of my favorite music of the last 10 years, which, of course, if you listen to the first 2 hours, you know, a lot of it comes from my days back as a indie college radio music programmer. And I have to say, I've now moved into a different place, so I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties getting everything rolling. So part two is going to be minimal talking as I fumble around with different hookups and connections and cables and such. So that's all I'm going to say right now. So needless to say, a lot of great music on this part two. We're going to hear stuff from Slater Kinney and Bloc Party and Nelly Mackay and Kings of Leon and Cursive and Wilco and Pulp and on and on and on. And we're going to start it off with the late great Scottish band The Delgados from their album Hate. All You Need Is Hate.
This was how I broke the band. Indifference, overblown confidence and ignorance. It all makes sense. I never watched them take the test. I believe it's better to inflict than to attempt relief. You ask me what you need, hate is all you need.
Tragedy at best. The less she cared about herself, she's messing up, she's no more fun. But now I know it had to be more fun. So
another name. nature disaster.
Listening to Pulp, one of my favorite bands. This is from their final record, We Love Life, the title track, sort of, I Love Life. That's right. And we heard two from Hot Hot Heat right before that, Get In or Get Out, More for Show. Wilco, Cursive, White Stripes, Arcade Fire, all coming up next on this Media Monarchy mixtape. Best of the decade.
I'm the man who loves you. busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run but come back home. It make no difference ever known. It make no difference ever known to me. And if I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and understand I'm the man who loves you.
That's Wilco from their much vaunted Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album with the Twin Towers on the cover, of course. But I'll always prefer Summer Teeth, but that came out in 99, and we're doing the best of the 2000s right here on this Media Monarchy mixtape. Like I said, a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're working through it, so that just means less of me running my yap about the last 10 years of pop indie. And right now we've got probably a desert island disc for me. It's called The Ugly Organ. It's from 2003. The band is Cursive. They're from Omaha, Nebraska, from the Bright Eyes and Faint Collective and Saddle Creek Records. This record, The Ugly Organ, it just seethes with this kind of dirty insides. And it's not the organ that you would think of, one of those dirty organs. It's, of course, the heart. We're going to listen to what's technically the first three tracks on The Ugly Organ: The Ugly Organist, Some Redheaded Sleight of Hand, and then, of course, my favorite, Art is Hard. So here's Cursive with The Ugly Organ.
Drowning, didn't I?
That was Cursive. This is, of course, the White Stripes. This will be their first of, actually, three appearances on this Media Monarchy mixtape. This is from Elephant, of course, Hardest Button to Button. It's hard to pick a favorite, even a favorite record. So simple, so good. So what? Here it is.
We keep warm, but there's just something wrong with you. Just feel that you're my hottest little button to bone. I had opinions that didn't matter. I had a brain that felt like pancakes, but I got a backyard with nothing in it except a stick, a dog, and a box of something in it. The hottest button to button. The hottest button to button. The hottest button to button.
Now we move into 2004 with a debut record as good as any I've ever heard. This collective, Canadian, Montreal, I believe. Their debut record is called Funeral. Every song is a killer. It's an album in every sense of the word. Arcade Fire, Wake Up.
My heart.
Arcade Fire, Wake Up, from the amazing debut record, Funeral. If you never checked out that record, do yourself a favor and go grab it. It's on an indie. It's on Merge Records. And we have a little bit of a mood shift here. John Bryan, amazing composer, multi-instrumentalist, has worked with, I can't even remember all the folks, Rufus Wainwright being the first one that pops into my head. He did the soundtrack to what probably stands as one of, if not my favorite movie of the 2000s. This is the theme to Michel Gondry's fantastic Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So inventive, so funny, so sad, all those things all rolled into one, and then when you put a score on top of it, like this, it's just one of those full, you know, complete package films for me. And this little instrumental interlude gives me the chance to, again, remind you, you're listening to the Media Monarchy mixtape. For Christmas 2009, my gift to you, best of the decade, end of the decade, my favorite music from the last 10 years that I could remember and that I could put together and that it flows and makes any kind of sense for you as I talk over top of it, muse of the epic playlist and just give you my commentary as I think of it and as I'm able to do it. Because again, in a new place, my gear isn't set up, so I'm trying to make this work for you. But again, it's from the heart. We've got so much coming. But next is a band whose year, this year, 2009, was their big breakthrough year. And again, I feel good, and that's what's always so much fun about college radio. Playing their first EP back in 2003, maybe? Kings of Leon. So we're going to jump to what stands as my favorite record of theirs, their second record, Aha, Shake, Heartbreak. Kings of Leon with The Bucket.
Golden Star.
Kingsley on from their second record, Aha, Shake Heartbreak. We're going to move now into a mysterious collective from Florida called Lansing Drayden. Kind of an art collective. They do prints and art shows and albums and short films. No one knows what they look like. They don't do live performances, but they make amazing records. So we're going to listen to three tracks from 2004's The Incomplete Triangle. The track we're starting out right now, Advancing Flags, I've probably played for you before back in the history on Media Monarchy. But let's do it again. Advancing Flags, then ICU, and then from their Section Beam EP, Locks in Shadows. If the show runs long, I may chop out ICU. But again, Lansing Drayden, Advancing Flags. Again, Media Monarchy, mixtape, end of the decade, favorite stuff, my gift to you. James Evan Pilato for MediaMonarchy.com.
We were constructed by all else that's been the same.
Lansing Drayden. That last one's called Locks and Shadows. That really encapsulates what they sound like for me, like some kind of post-apocalyptic Beach Boys. And now we're going to move to Nellie McKay, another fantastic debut. Sorry. Her double album.
Sometimes I feel like I shouldn't apologize so much. That it's jive, it's a crutch I just use when I'm judged. Being fudged by a face I can't erase and can't see. Cause I'm misplaced at Dossier or Monty Python CV. Or something stupid like that. But Jesus, is that so bad to make my ego go splat? Like a tire going flat or fat on a Big Mac? I'm being attacked, if it's at you fucking bureaucrats. You can just apologize back. But I don't know when it comes and it goes. All the highs and the lows and this motionless cycle says an aye, aye, aye. Sorry for the mess, the stupid way I'm dressed. I guess I failed my test, or don't you know I'm sorry for my views. I must have been confused, and you should know that really I'm sorry for you. Well, now I don't mean to offend
much.
Just comprehend when you're female and you're fencing and fen-fen to no end. And no Zen guide to men will help you fend off the brethren. And then the pet appears, and then the oxygen network, or the sword of spirit fork, or the board fork fed horde. It's a mooring post, the whore you'll miss the most when you're away. When you're in snowshoe PA, doing some play from backstage, deals with AIDS and racing gays and relationships and ballet. And then you're like, hey, hey, what'd you say? I can just sing my troubles away. But then you're fucked, cause you gotta make a buck, and the whole world sucks, and you're ugly, ducked, it's dying line. Tennis love, there's no one fine, there's always doubt. Caprina, dreaming, screaming, chop your life's afflictions, fiction about.
Right, I don't know when it comes and it goes. All the highs and the lows and this motion. Cycles is an aye, aye, aye. I'm diving straight away. Aye, aye, aye. I cry every waking day. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry for the time, the stupid way I rhyme. I knew I should have chose a life of crime. I'm sorry for my blues. I guess it's old news. And yet you know that really I'm sorry for you.
Ideology of sorry. I'm part of the liberal theology that's leading us to Harry Carey. It's like a mythology almost, like a malingering ghost. As we slowly decompose, running in the grave of the Pope, crying for Senator Wellstone, and then proceeding to moan at our own supposed sabotage of the elections at home.
Oh, somebody phone home. The American people have spoken.
Now, is that certain? Maybe those nice Midwestern folks are just joking. In any case, we need some dope and choking, moping, and sobbing. Come on, you disheartened and dobbing. Saying sorry is my problem. So include him a little of food. There's nothing for me to have to lose. All this rude, crude, rebel baggage, but I manage, because I'm a savage inside. I'm gonna say any tree hits and try to control my hissy with pride. Look at my hair dyed, but all of the others are white on them. I don't want to say
die, motherfucker!
But I wouldn't mind if you did. Janet Reno has no ego when devoured by the id. So before I flip my lip, I cripple myself with this bind. You can hear what's on my lip, but you don't know what's in my mind.
I'm sorry for the mess, the stupid way I'm dressed. I guess I failed my test. Oh, don't you know I'm sorry for my views. I don't know how to schmooze, and yet you know that really I'm sorry for you. Sorry for you. Sorry for you.
Sorry. One, two, one, two, three, four. The slaves and save the Union. And what thanks do I get? Tiny portrait of my bad side on a single sense. Now you give me a penny for my thoughts. I think I'll give it back. My mind is a terrible thing now, baby, but the guy you got now is a hack. So get me off of this coin, cause I don't like either sign. All who did tell you life's either or now, they surely lie. I must have smoked a pound of Mary, but when they did that relief, me and Sally, all the black girls, love that happy leaf. Now I can't say I follow America,
the scene just ain't the same. Well, I'll just kick it at Monticello. The guys you got now have no game. So get me off of this coin, 'cause I don't like either side. I like my nation's in constant revolution and my booty wide. Fought a war to save the world now from evil undistilled. And yeah, you know, to do the job right, a lot of folks were killed. No one wanted to get involved. It nearly was too late. Oh, they said there was no risk to us, but risk comes to those who will wait. 6 million could have been 4 or 2. It's those thoughts I hate. So get me off of this coin, 'cause I don't like either side. When George and his boys did get to Auschwitz, he says they cried. You name a town after me now, and no one there can vote. Tyranny poisoned the world, and we were the antidote. It gave no quarter, and now you use me, so choose what doesn't matter. You bitches flip me one more time, and your ass is getting flipped in the hereafter. So get me off of this coin, 'cause I don't like either side. Oh, who did tell you lies? 50-50, I can't abide. Get me off of this coin, 'cause I don't like either side. Oh, who did tell you lies? Either or now, they surely lie. Get me off of this coin, 'cause I don't like either side. Oh, who did tell you lies? Either or now, they surely lie.
All right, that was a four-part suite called Get Me Off of This Coin by Washington, D.C.'s Travis Morrison, ex of the Dismemberment Plan. His 2004 debut solo record is called Travistan, and those four parts of Get Me Off of This Coin are actually interspersed throughout the record, but there was all four right together for you, talking about Lincoln and Truman and Jefferson, and I forget, but I love all of those. And again, I've noted several times on MediaMonarchy.com that 2004 seemed to be the last gasp of any kind of political pop music, with all of the, you know, the Rock Against Bush and the concerts and the other, you know, kind of protest records of the 2004 election. I think once Bush won again, it was, you know, everybody was like, that's it, we all give up. However, that was right around the time that I started MediaMonarchy.com. So this special mixtape episode, supersized, four-hour, end of the decade, for me, your host, webmaster, and DJ from MediaMonarchy.com. My name's James Evan Pilato. In my new place, it's Christmas Eve while we're recording this. It's quite cold. And I want to mention the Nellie Mackay that we heard before Travis Morrison. The song is called Sorry, and it's from her debut double LP called Get Away From Me. That's kind of a commentary on the Sonora Jones Come Away With Me. Nellie Mackay has been described, I think one critic said, it's like Doris Day meets Eminem. And actually, her latest release, just a few weeks old, is, I believe, an album of Doris Day covers. Having said all that, we still have so much in this final hour. We're going to hear more from Yola Tengo and the White Stripes, but also Girl Talk and Gorillaz and Nico Case and Jenny Lewis. So let's kick off this final hour with a track from their debut EP called Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babes. It is the bizarre, kind of indescribable TV on the radio staring at the sun. TV on the radio, staring at the sun, like a mix of like My Bloody Valentine and some futuristic urban barbershop quartet or something. And this Media Monarchy mixtape episode, we're basically going chronological through the 2000s, best of the decade, end of the decade. TV on the radio ends 2004 as we now bust into 2005. Sierra left Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and WSHC and moved out here to Portland, Oregon. We've got a few different things from 2005, and we're going to kick it off with the first two tracks from another fantastic debut record. Haven't quite delivered on that promise yet with three or four records since. This first one is called Silent Alarm, the British band Block Party, Like Eating Glass.
Oh, in this house.
Block Party. That track was called Helicopter, and it was Like Eating Glass before that. The first two cuts from their debut record, Silent Alarm, from 2005. I forget if that won the UK Mercury Prize or not, but we're into the last hour of this Megasize first official Media Monarchy mixtape. It's my Christmas gift to you. It's the end of the decade. Some of my favorites. Keeping it moving now to a band, I believe, originally from Olympia, Washington. However, they have, or did, for the most part, I think, relocate to my current city of Portland, Oregon. And I have to say that I've now met two of the three members at my place of business. It's the final album from the late, great Slater Kinney. Their record, The Woods, was, like I said, their final album, their first to be and only to be put out by Sub Pop out of Seattle, Washington. And it, I think, benefits at least me as a Jimmy Come Lately to Slater Kinney, although the longtime fans, I think, give it the thumbs down. It has the punishing production of Dave Fridman, who I believe also perhaps maybe pretty much just screwed up the most recent Flaming Lips record. It's all what is essentially called brick-walled, which I am guilty of myself in production, and that's making everything just pretty much loud as fuck. So, having said that, Slater Kinney from their album The Woods, this one's called Entertain.
Now, so right.
second appearance from the White Stripes on this massive Media Monarchy mixtape, End of the Decade edition. Second time we're hearing from the White Stripes, My Doorbell, from their 2005 record, Get Behind Me, Satan. Second time I saw the White Stripes was just a few days before I moved out of Shepherdstown and moved to Portland, Oregon. We were front row, and it was fantastic. Now, having said that, we've still got music from Girl Talk and Sandra Lerche and Sloan and Dresden Dolls. But right now, from his, I believe, most recent album, 2006, it's the title track from Badly Drawn Boys, Fantastic, Born in the UK, on the Media Monarchy mixtape.
Hanging round the corner just when she starts to retire. In the case survived by me and mine, October 1969. Where were you in 76? The long hot summer. You wanna be a rebel, then turn your hose pipes on. With 2 years to wait for the sound of jilted drum. Virginia Wade was winning our hearts. She made us want to live. Vicious and his brothers were trying to set us free. But much more than this to you and me, this was the Silver Jubilee. We made something out of with the Iron Lady. Lennon's gone already, let's post the boys to war. Oh mother, what are you worrying for? It's somewhere he's not been before. Well then you see the Union Jack, and it means nothing. But somehow you know that you will find your own way. It's a small reminder every day that I was born in the UK.
Now it gets a little dirtier. This is a duo called the Dresden Dolls, just drums, vocals, and keyboards. I love this song. It's called Backstabber.
The record goes from blue to gold. So thank you for all your help. I know you want to jump around, but try to contain yourself. You always struck me as the type to take it lightly, but now you're gonna have to shut your mouth and bite me. Oh, backstabber, backstabber. You're all alone, you're all over the popular magazine. I'll never care. What do you care? Get down with the Japanese. But you get the racist in this saying, are you music? When you only sleep with girls who say they like your music. Stab it back.
Dresden Dolls with a fantastic song, Backstabber. Now we're getting into mashups. Make a Bitch Rich. Girl Talk, I think the best of the best of the mashups. This one's from Night Ripper. It's 2006 record. And we're going to hear a little bit more a little bit later, but here we go. Smash Your Head, Girl Talk. That's just a little taste of Greg Gillis, a.k.a. Girl Talk. I gotta say, his records have never left my MP3 players ever since I had them. They always kind of cheer me up. In a way, it's like, why would I listen to one bit of pop music when I could listen to the last 40 years all smashed together in an amazing, obscene, fun way? And of course, we note that the Notorious B.I.G. in there, he's talking about World Trade Center 93 attack. And now we jump into Gorillaz from their second record, Demon Days. This track, Feel Good Inc. with De La Soul, another fantastic, I think it's better than Crazy from Outkast. But here we go, Gorillaz and De La Soul.
Town, it's Motown with Joe sound, you in the flinch. Gonna bite the dust and fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you shed it. Hit it. Watch the way I navigate.
Gorillaz with De La Soul, Feel Good Inc. Of course, Gorillaz, another amazing side project from Damon Albarn of Blur, of course, involved with Lovage and Deltron 3030, and of course, The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. But we're going to change it up right now and listen to Isabel Campbell, ex of Bell and Sebastian, Mark Lanegan, ex of Screaming Trees. They did a record together called Ballad of the Broken Seas.
I can settle down, we do just fine, till I hear an old freight going down the line. Then I hurry straight home and back. And if I didn't go, believe I'd blow my snack. I love you, baby, but you must understand, when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I would settle down if I could. But when that open road starts calling me, there's something over the hill that I've got to do. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, He made a rag. Just say, God.
What are you changing? Who do you think you're changing? You can't change things. We're all stuck in our ways. It's like trying to clean the ocean. What do you think you can drain it? Well, it was poison and dry long before you came. But you can wake up younger under the knife. And you can wake up sounder if you get analyzed. And I better wake up there but for the grace of God, girl. It's hard to believe your prophets when they're asking you to change things. But with their suspect lives, we look the other way. Are you really that pure, sir? Thought I saw you in Vegas. It was not pretty, but she was. But she was. Fighting for the cops are at my front door. I can't escape that way. The windows are in flames. And what's that on your ankle? You say they're not coming for you, but house arrest is really just the same. Like when you wake. Trying to remember where you are. Having crushed all the pretty things. There but for the grace of God, oh,
grace of God, go I. There
That's Nico Case with a song called The Needle Has Landed. It's the last song off her 2006 record, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. Another easy Desert Island disc for me. It gives me chills every time I listen to it. I don't really even know how to describe just the gothic Americana beauty of Nico Case. We heard Ginny Lewis with the Watson Twins before that from their record Rabbit Fur Coat with the song Rise Up With Fists, and started it off with Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanigan with Ramblin' Man. Running down the last several tracks here on this Media Monarchy mixtape 001. This is my Christmas gift to you guys and listeners of the Media Monarchy podcast. And, you know, I took off the month of December. I just needed a break from a lot of it. You have to know the kind of psychic toll dealing with news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups will do to you. So I took the time off, and I traveled, and I visited family, and I met my beautiful new niece, and my beautiful girlfriend and I moved into a beautiful new apartment, and so it's Christmas Eve as I record this in our new place, and my setup isn't, of course, what it should be, so this is a little bit ghetto style. Hopefully you guys are digging this. Hopefully you enjoy it half as much as I enjoy playing a lot of my favorite songs end of the decade for you. We just have five or six more songs left, and we're going to start off this final set of music with, again, another one of my all-time favorite bands. I remember I first saw and heard them back in 1992 with their debut song, Underwhelmed, and I saw it on MTV's 120 Minutes, which perhaps that topic deserves its whole other mixtape episode at some point in the future. However, suffice it to say, Halifax, Nova Scotia's Sloan, over the last going on 20 years, which makes me feel really, really old, have just made some of the most amazing power pop, very beatly, very well-produced, poppy, melodic tunes. All four members sing and write and play multiple instruments. Their 2006 record, Never Hear the End of It, was a 30-plus track nonstop. The songs ran one into the other for the most part in a really kind of 70s album-oriented rock kind of fashion. So this one really kind of sums it all up, I think, as it goes through the different changes in the songs, and you can hear different members stepping forward or dropping back. Sloan from their record, Never Hear the End of It, It's Fading into Obscurity.
So many stories I can tell. I had the world under my spell. Does this even ring a bell? I wonder because don't you know who I was? Interest in me dissipated. All my methods antiquated. I then cast away, lost and friendless today. I made a name for myself when one could do such a thing. A reputation that's held together by a string. And so I chose to
Cared for by me, for that matter. This cake is baked, but I much prefer the batter. Perhaps in part because it had so much potential to be delicious and still be influential. I'm undecided. To obscurity. Da 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 da. I'm undecided.
Sloan, fading into obscurity. Now we jump to that Norwegian chameleon, Sandra Lerche. Everyone's rooting for you.
Don't be ridiculous, sweet darling. It's so unlike you to be blue. You, out of the moment you walked in, that everyone's rooting just for you. And every smile and every single grin conquers and captures their hearts and minds. You cannot win, casting your spell so well, resting effortlessly, flabbergasting, so far from what you're suggesting. Girl, that grace is everlasting. So don't be a stranger, little darling. Until forever we will root for you. So don't be ridiculous, sweet darling. It's so unlike you to be blue. You, out of the moment you walked in, Everyone's rooting just for you. Every smile and every single grin conquers and captures their hearts and minds. You cannot win. Casting your spell, solo resting, effortlessly flabbergasting, so far from what you're suggesting. Girl, that grace is everlasting. So don't be a stranger, little darling. Until forever we will root, you won't ever get the boot. Until forever we will root for you.
This House is a Circus. That is the fantastic UK trio with the unfortunate name of Arctic Monkeys. Their second record, No Sophomore Slump, their favorite Worst Nightmare. That's my favorite record of theirs. They now have three under their belt. And we're now into the last couple tracks on this massive Media Monarchy mixtape. End of the decade, my favorite music of the last 10 years. And again, I can't really put into words how much some of these songs mean to me and affect me on such a kind of profound level. And that is why art is hard and why art and media really can help tell the story of what we're going through. So it can't always be hardcore news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups on MediaMonarchy.com. And again, hopefully these mixtapes can be more than just a Christmas gift for you here on December 25th, 2009. perhaps they can become a more regular thing in the decade ahead for MediaMonarchy.com. The last three cuts are three different artists that we have actually heard from before on this massive mixtape episode, but it's going to be 2007, 2008, and 2009. More recent than a lot of the things we've listened to throughout this, and now I realize we may go over the two-hour mark on part two of this maiden voyage of the Media Monarchy mixtape. But having said that, it's, you know, if I'm still going back to some of the music from 2000, 2001, 2, and 3, and those still mean a lot to me, that basically means they've held up over the years for me. I can't exactly tell so much of what's going to hold up for 2008 and 9. Of course, you need a little bit of perspective. I know in listening to one of the end-of-the-decade wrap-ups on the All Songs Considered from NPR with Kerry Brownstein and Bob Boylan and all those guys, sometimes, you know, if the decade would have ended in 94, there are times where you should have said, oh, well, I'm sure, you know, that would be on the best of the decade list. But when you get five more years of perspective, you realize, ah, maybe it doesn't really add up. So we're going to end off this set and this final set with Yolo Tengo and Girl Talk, but for the third and final time from their 2007 record, Icky Thump. It's the song they should have put out as the first single, because the White Stripes always have a knack for pulling out amazing, obscure covers and bring them dragging, kicking, and screaming into the present and the future. This is a cover of the 1950s tune from Patti Page. It's the White Stripes' Conquest.
The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all the female guile let him help us down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest. The hunted became the huntress. The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all the female guile let him help us down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest.
Yeah. thing. We started our friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. Hear me say, it's how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone,
right, that's the obscene mashups of Girl Talk. That's from his most recent, called Feed the Animals. The track's called Here's the Thing. Of course, anything, it's smashing up Kelly Clarkson and Nine Inch Nails and Elvis Costello and God knows what. Again, if you love fun, dirty mashups of the last 40 years of pop music, I can't recommend Girl Talk enough. And all the songs all flow one into the other, and we're going to have an abrupt change here in just a second with our final song from their 2009 album, Popular Songs. It's Yo A Tengo with If It's True.
I hear the things you say.
I read your mind and I understand.
Baby, the plans we made somehow got off the track.
Maybe so, or we just forgot to plan.
If it's true, I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out.
Never clear.
Answers always beyond our reach.
And though it's not my way, won't you help me try?
Let's make jam when life gives us a peach.
If it's true, I don't mind.
There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out.
wake up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out. Find out if it's true. I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out.
Finishing out this Media Monarchy mixtape, end of the decade, that was Yola Tango, If It's True, from their most recent 2009 album, Popular Songs. Yola Tango are now essentially an indie rock institution. They've always pretty much been on an independent. They've been on Matador Records. They could have gone major a long time ago, but didn't, because they have the indie ethos that we, of course, try to champion here on MediaMonarchy.com. Of course, featuring the can't-miss dynamic lineup of a married couple and another guy, Georgia Hubley and, is that right? Georgia and Ira, essentially, being the front couple of Yola Tango, and a lot of their best songs are that sort of back-and-forth confessional relationship kind of style that you may find cloying, but when it's done well, it's done really well. I wonder if the title of their most recent record, Popular Songs, is some kind of allusion to the fact that a lot of the tracks on the album seem to kind of mimic and grab and sample, not literally, from other songs. Of course, the one we played, If It's True, seems to pretty much take a bite from, even as it starts, you can start to sing over top of it. It goes, sugar pie, honey bunch. You know that I love you, but I don't know who does that song off the top of my head. And we're pretty much out of time anyway. On this massive maiden voyage for real of the Media Monarchy mixtape, December 25th, 2009. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster, and in this case, DJ from MediaMonarchy.com. I hope you enjoy these mixtapes, and again, I can't express how much some of these songs and words and feelings and productions and styles, you know, mean so much to me. It's kind of why I call it Media Monarchy. I come from a film and theater and radio background. It was only post 9/11 that became more and more interested and realized how important it was to not hate the media, but become the media and get involved in disseminating information about news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. But having said all that, my friends, I wish you a very happy and safe holiday from my new apartment here in Portland, Oregon. And it's pretty cold, and I hope you guys are doing well out there, and I hope you are stoked, and I hope you will help spread the word about the upcoming return post-hiatus from MediaMonarchy.com with a new live episode 151 coming up on January 1st, 2010. So until then, my friends, again, I love you, and thank you for coming along on this journey with me on MediaMonarchy.com. My name's James Evan Pilato. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
How would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.